Whiskey Romeo, requesting radio check. How copy?
This is KO4WTF. You have a lot of feedback and distortion to the point where I really couldn't even get your call sign over.
Roger that. I've made a couple tweaks there. We sounding any better on that end? KO4GWF?
Much better now. Your voice is still distorted. I don't know if you're holding your mouth close to the mic or if there's something else going on, but there's definitely not the feedback that you had last time.
Roger that. I appreciate it. I'm going to make a couple more tweaks to it here before we start the nets.
I got about 7 more minutes driving. If I'm around, I'll give you the feedback on how it sounds. If not, I hope somebody else chimes in. KO4WTF.
Roger that. Good copy. KO4GWR.
KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, W4DJW, with one announcement.
Say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Go ahead there, Mr. Dave, your announcement.
Thank you very much, Gary. I'd just like to say kudos to a team of RF sleuths that were in here a little before 7 o'clock tonight. There were some ham radio operators that were using the repeater, and they noticed that periodically the signal would go down. It would dip, and it dipped pretty low. And it happens to us on the nets. We hear that, too. I noticed earlier today when I went outside after the last really heavy downpour that it was very chilly outside. So we do have some temperature inversions going on. Well, they did, instead of just complaining, right, and saying the repeater's broken and throwing their hands up in the air, they did some investigation. They went around, hopped around to several other repeaters, and they found out that because of that temperature inversion, it can have positive effects on propagation, and it can have negative effects on propagation, depending on where you are, your proximity to the repeater. And they found out just by bumping up their power a little bit, for the time duration of the inversion, they were able to clear up the problem, no problem, no issues. And they figured that out all by themselves. I was sitting at my desk and I was working on something. My hands were tied up, so I couldn't key up, but I could listen. So they did a really good job. They went over to the Greer Club repeater. They went to the 8-2 repeater. They figured out it's a propagation issue. We typically tend to assume that 15 watts or 5 watts or 10, whatever it is that you use to get into the repeater typically will always work. And when we have transitions from one season to another, that may not be true. And you may hear stations coming in from long distance, like down from the coast. You'll hear that from time to time. So it goes both ways. So, Gary, I just wanted to say hats off to that team of ham radio operators that didn't throw their hands up and didn't say it's broken. Figured out what the problem was, figured out what the solution was, solved the problem, and moved on. So just hats off to them. You're probably going to hear that while we go through this season change that we're about to go through. More often than not, you're going to hear that. So just good work to that team, Gary. That's all. W4DJW. Check me in, negative and negative, and say hello to Miss Joy from me and Amy, Gary. W4DJW back to KI4DOS.
Hey, thanks for bringing that to the net. Yeah, we don't think about propagation on 2 meters or on VHF and UHF as bad as we do on HF, but it does make a difference. And I'm with you. Kudos to the team that figured that out, and I'm glad that they were able to do that. Tell Miss Amy we said hello, and I got you on the list there, Dave. Does anyone need any feels on Dave's announcement? Dave, you want to put a number on that announcement, and that way I can count it as a piece of traffic?
Sure thing, Gary. Let's call it number one.
That kind of makes our traffic numbers look a little better sometimes, but that's the reason we do that. All righty. Any other formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. Heard, we will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of pre-check-ins tonight. I'll run through those real quick, and then we'll go on to the rest of them. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Ida. They're up at Traveler's Rest. Fred, I got your email, and when I hear that station check-in, I'll get you all together. And KN4UBG, that's Mr. Kevin down in Fountain Inn. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John at Brown's Summit, North Carolina. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's at Table Rock. And KJ4HKC, that's Mr. John, he's down at Belton. And KO4RUR, that's Mr. Chris over in Greenville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's down in Pelzer. And N4WHM, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Hartwell, Georgia. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And W4MKH, that's Mr. Marshall, that's down in Jacksonville, Florida. I appreciate all you fine folks checked in with us on the pre-check-ins. And now we'll go to Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS. Gary, please check in. This is Kilo Victor for Nancy Charlie. Gabriel in Greenville. We'll be listening for the duration. Say hello to everybody, and Joey, we say hello from the kids and ourselves.
Golf 4 Whiskey, Bob WB. Steve, I'm down here from Yon Martinez, Georgia, and about what that fellow said, I find it's worse on UHF, or it seems to be, and it's better than that.
Net control, please check in Wendy in Simpsonville. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. KN4HTP, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Please also check in Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB, he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joy. From the kids, hope all of those are doing well. And KG4WBB, Mr. Steve, down there in Martinez, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And Steve, I hadn't been on UHF today or the last couple of days, so I don't know about that, but I'm sure you must have been on UHF. I'm sure it does help to have a beam antenna when the conditions get like that that Dave was talking about. But thanks for bringing that to us there, Steve. Hope you're doing well. And KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. And she brings along Mr. Mark, her husband, W2MJB. They're down here in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. We'll move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call Case.
U.S. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm back in the mold tonight, mobiling around Piedmont. 73 to you, Gary, and all in net. I'll be negative to negative.
D.O.S. Check in, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville. And also my wife, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. And her name is Pam. Hope you're doing well, Gary. And we're negative and negative.
AOS. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. Walt, Lake Bowen and Inman. I'll be negative, negative, but I'll stick around for the swap net. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, mobile down around Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Good to meet you on Saturday, past. And W4MHE, that's Mr. Melvin, and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM, Miss Pam. They're up in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt. He's up there at Lake Bowen and Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Any others? Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, and I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to say good evening to WT3M, Mr. David, that is Shoals Junction. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. We'll move up in the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And KO4RYP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. My name is Anna, and I'm in Campobello, and also check in my most amazing husband, Chad, KO4NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And we will both be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. And her most amazing husband, Chad, KO4NUE, up in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Anna, tell Chad we said hello. And that amazed me that you brought him along that way. But he is an amazing fella. I appreciate y'all being with us. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Try it again, please. You're finger fencing on me just a little bit, and I didn't quite do it yet. And the Quebec through Tango group, try it one more time. You're right, picket fencing on me just a little bit, breaking in and out of the repeater. Try it one more time.
Yes, net control, please check in Doug and my faithful companion, my Bronco retriever. We are KO4GWR, KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo, helicopter next control. Over.
KO4GWR. Appreciate you being with us, and thanks for being patient tonight. But we got you in the log here, young man. We do appreciate you. Now let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. November 4, Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. That's me. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, AF4ET. That's my wife, Nancy. We're over here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
4DOS. 4-0 Hotel Foxtrot, Chief Columbus. Good evening, you enjoyed everybody on there. Just check me in and out. I'd like to double with somebody there a minute ago. Control. Whiskey. 4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod, and we're in the land of Waz. And we're negative and negative. Good evening.
QS. In Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steve and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative, but listening in for the SWAT net tonight. Everybody have a good evening. Looks like we're going to be a little bit drier, isn't
it? US. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. Please say hello to Miss Joy.
Just check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. And we'll be hanging around for the swap net. Thanks for calling on the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4UZ. That's Mr. Mike and his sweet bride, AF4ET, Miss Nancy. They're in the suburbs of Gray Court. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Nancy we said hello. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Keith, you sounded good on the sideband net tonight. I appreciate you being with us. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And KN4BWA, that's Mr. Steve. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Angela we said hello. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, and his sweet bride, KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and their daughter, KO4ILI, also Mary. They're all over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Scott. Tell Mary and Mary we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
US. Please check in November 4, Bravo X-ray Bravo, Herb, up in Shelby. I'll stick around for the swap net.
For DOS. Gary. This is Kilo Mike 4, excuse me, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS, you please check in Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
OS. Check in K1CJW. It's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Rowan. We live in Pickens. And negative and negative and good evening to all.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to N4BXB, Mr. Herb up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Herb. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Good hearing you on the air again. Glad you're back at home. Hope you're improving. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the Echo Zoo Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I have a piece of information to pass along to you, Gary, from Simon. It's for the SwapNet, if you will.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Patrick. And Patrick, if you don't mind, let me get through the formal roll call, and then I'll get that thing for the SwapNet. Is that all right? I'll be back to you in just a little bit. Additional stations, Echo 2 Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. With the patient group on a Wednesday night, that's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at the base of Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everyone, and thank you for hosting the net.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KE4JRK, that's Mr. John at the base of Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I guess I better put my pretty little bride on the list, K3JOY. She's in the other room. I think she's on the phone, but I'm not sure yet. She may be reading or watching a movie. I don't know. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
If you would, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. Gabriel, I'm mobile in Fletcher. No traffic, no comments. Appreciate you calling the net.
Would like to say good evening to KN4TZW. Mr. Gabriel, he's mobile up in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Sounds like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the SwapNet portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagQ portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick, what have you got for us tonight?
Gary, this is KO4HKX. Simon, KZ4TMA, asked me if I would relay a message to put on the SwapNet. He can't attend the SwapNet every Wednesday, and he was just wanting me to add something for him that he's looking for.
So, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha.
Roger that.
All right, what's he looking for?
He is looking for a Comet 2x4 SR mobile antenna. And he was also wanting to know if you had any other way to monitor the SwapNet, like an email or anything like that.
Let's see, he is looking for a Comet 2x4 mobile antenna, is that correct?
Roger.
That down. How can I get in, or how can the folks get in touch with Simon, Patrick?
His information is good on QRZ. He didn't want to give me his phone number over the radio.
No problem with that, but we'll look him up on QRZ and we'll go from there. But as far as being able to see what's on the SwapNet, the only way we have right now is either listen to the radio or, you know, listen to it over EchoLink. I have put word out to the webmaster for the club page to see if he can make a way for me to get the stuff on the SwapNet on the web page, but I have not heard from him as yet on that. But as you know, if at some time he lets me know how I can do that, I'll put it on there and I'll make an announcement about it over the air. But right now, the only way to get it is either you can call me or send me an email or listen to the radio or you know, over RF or listen to it over EchoLink.
Gary, I was just passing along the information. He asked me if I could do that yesterday. So this is KO4HKX, and I'll step over out of the way, Gary. Thank you.
Well, thanks for relaying that information in. We're always happy to put new items on the SwapNet, whether people are looking for them or if they got them for sale or they got them for trade or whatnot, as long as it is ham radio related, I'll put it that way. But we got her down, and if anyone need any feels on this Comet antenna, 2x4 Comet mobile antenna that Simon, KZ4TMA, is looking for. If you don't mind, let Simon know that we've got it listed, and when he finds one of these antennas, if he'll let me know via email, or you can let me know, or if he hears me on the radio or whatnot, that way I can keep my book straight. I appreciate it. Alrighty, well, anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book, or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
Control W4WOZ.
God.
I had any calls on my microphone, so we can take that off the list. And if I come up with something else, I'll let you know. Thank you, sir. W4WOZ.
Rod? Well, we've been putting it out there, and that's a good microphone. I'm talking on an MC60, and that's an MC80, right?
It came with my Kenwood radio, my 711A, but I've changed that 2 meter microphone system into something else, so I don't use this desk mic anymore.
And we understand completely, and like I said, that's a real nice microphone, but I'll take that off for the time being. If I run across anybody that's looking for one, I'll put them in touch with you, okay?
Be great, Ben. I appreciate it, and thanks for calling in. Keep doing this swap thing going. You've been doing this a long time. We appreciate it.
All right, y'all take care over there. Y'all stay safe and stay well. And I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Anyone else with anything else that they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Go ahead.
Good evening, Garrett. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, Pat in Malden. Sorry I got out of turn, but that's just the way things go some evenings. You have a good one and appreciate what you do. K4OS back to net.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4OSH. Mr. Pat down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we go into reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. One in Greenville, no traffic, no comment, but listening. 783.
DOS, check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative, negative.
4 DOS, two-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Now tell Miss Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Keith, you won the Wednesday night Donkey Elm Skates door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my net tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net tonight is for sale. It's a Tentec 555. That's a 50-watt HF transceiver. He has the 20-meter module for it. He said the SWR meter does not work, but everything else works as it should. And this particular transceiver uses, you have to change the modules in it to get the different frequencies. And he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM ID880H. That's a digital dual 2-meter 440 band. Dual band 2-meter 440. I'll get that out in a minute. Does D-Star. He has the power cord, the separation cable, the HM133 hand mic, the mounting brackets, the manual, and the box. And he would like $230 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
N4BXB.
Go ahead, Herb.
Yeah, take that off. I did sell it. It's gone. Appreciate it.
Time I finished reading that, I remembered our phone conversation, and you told me that you sold it. I forgot to take it off my book, but we got it removed now. Thank you there, young man.
Okay. The other radio that Joe's got listed there, the Kenwood setup, he still got it, but he was kind of expecting the fellow to come by and pick it up today. He didn't come today. Maybe he will tomorrow, though. I'll just have to let you know whether to take it off or not.
I do appreciate that, and I'll run it again tonight. And if somebody picks it up tomorrow, that will be great. We'll work it out from there.
73, 4BXB.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962D. That's a roller inductor, manual roller inductor tuner. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3S. That's a 10, 15, 20 meter beam. He also has a CDE44 rotator and control box and 85 feet of control wire. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for some modules for a Tentec 555. He said he would take the modules or the transmitter or working or not. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. These are four separate items. You can buy them individually or you can buy them as a package deal. He has a Kenwood TS-450S. He's got a few scratches on it. It's got the built-in antenna tuner, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC60 desk mic. He would like $95 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood SP31 external speaker. It's brand new, still in the box. He would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood PS52 power supply. It's in the box. And he would like $120 for it. Or you can buy all four of these items for $500. Does anyone need any fields? Go ahead, Herb.
Yeah, there's a question here. What was that? How did you read that last one there at Kenwood 450S?
Yeah. They wanted $400 for the transceiver, $95 for the MC60 desk mic, $110 for the SP31 speaker, and $120 for the PS52 power supply, or $500 for all of it, correct?
That's right. That's correct. Okay, just checking. I didn't know if I heard you right. Sorry about that. Thanks. InfoBXB.
Right, hey, we heard.
Oh, yeah. It might be sold, though, but we won't know that till maybe tomorrow evening.
It'll be fine. Just let me know. Take care. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item's up is from a Silent Keys estate. It's a Kenwood TS-990S. That's a HF transceiver. Covers 160 through 6 meters. It's a 200-watt transceiver, has a Hall HM12 desk mic, and he would like $5,500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an EQ Plus equalizer. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a W2IHY 8-band audio equalizer and noise gate. He would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 989D. That's a VersaTuner 5. That's a legal limit rotor inductor tuner. It's a manual tuner, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 207. That's an HF antenna analyzer. He would like $45 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. He has three MFJ 490 menu-driven memory keyers. He would like $140 each for these. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack HTX212. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He would like $50 for it. He also has a Radio Shack 13.8-volt 19-amp switching power supply. He has two of those. He would like $25 each. One of those is right now being used with the HTX212. That he would take $75 for the transceiver and the power supply. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Waxon or Oshin UVD-1P. That's a dual band HT. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item up is for sale. It's an Elenco DJ-580. That's a dual band 2 meter 440 HT. He would like $50 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Buddy Pole Deluxe HF antenna with a carrying case. He would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Cubex Mark III, or three element cubicle quad antenna. He would like $850 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a high gain rotator and control box. Now he would like $230 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an Ameritron RCS-8V. That's a remote coax switch. And he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Heathkit HS, that's an external speaker. He would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, folks, appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. I appreciate those that removed items tonight, keeping my book straight. And we'll do it again next week and see how it goes. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Nashville, Tennessee. In and out.
Got you, Herb. Be right back to you. Never like to say good evening to KG4WNP. Mr. Landon up there in Nashville, Tennessee tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. You be careful up there in Nashville. N4BXB, go ahead, Mr. Herb.
Check in my wife, the XYL, Kilowatt Juliet 4, Mike Victor Charlie. That's Pam. She's in and out here in Shelby.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KJ4. MVC, Miss Pam up there in Shelby. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pam. Try to keep Herb straight if you can, if you're listening. I don't know if that's possible. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot, Barry in Central South Carolina. I have no comments and no announcements.
Hey, give me your call again. I messed it up. I can't read my own writing.
No problem. Kilo Yankee 4 Echo Foxtrot, KY4EF. Over.
I got you there, young man. KY4EF, Mr. Barry. Down around. You're down in Central?
That's correct. That's correct. Thank you.
All righty, Barry. Pleased to have you check in with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. And come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each night. Different net controller. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Don't have anyone marked for a rag chew tonight. Do I have anyone would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
KW4FCM, Gary, thanks for being willing, but Raymond didn't check in tonight. You got in TR, thank you.
Alrighty, Fred, well, I hadn't forgot you. I still got a note up there if he checked in, but I hadn't heard him, so kind of hard to get you together if he don't check in, right?
Yeah, I was going to meet him. He was on last night for the first time, but maybe next week. But Raymond, if he's listening, go tell him I'm on Parachute Drive. I'll meet him one day, Gary, thank you. W4FCM.
Parish View up there, Fred?
Now, I wasn't sure where he lived, Gary. I wasn't sure. He seemed close, so I'm on Parish View. I was saying, as So if he's near me, we'll get together, but I didn't even get his call last night.
Okay, buddy. We'll keep him in mind, and hopefully you'll be able to get in touch with him, and if y'all don't live too far apart, you can meet face-to-face.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Look for the big vertical on the chimney or the wires in the trees, which lightning took out my L4B a couple weeks ago, so found out the downside of having wires, but it's up now. W4FCM, thank you, Gary.
I don't know what kind of amplifier you've got now, but, you're sounding good on the sideband, Ed.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah, I took it all the way to Richmond, Virginia, and it had come in the antenna port and took out a diode, the antenna switcher relay. A friend got a diode and had it back on the air, so thank you. It's back, but I learned to unplug the antenna when a lightning storm comes.
That there, young man. Well, I'm glad that your buddy up in Virginia got that repaired for you, and glad you're back on the air with it.
I always enjoy hearing you. You're smooth with it, and keep it moving. W4FCM sign.
Well, Isla, we said hello, and I'm going to have to get up there and visit with you, like I used to get up there and visit with Ray sometime. But I've told some other folks that I was going to visit them, and I hadn't gone anywhere yet because of all this COVID mess. So maybe things will straighten up a little bit, and I'll be able to get out and go visit. But you and Isla have a good evening, and we'll talk at you later. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hi, Gary. Please check it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. It's KG4JI, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the 73.
Chris, please check me in N4DJC, November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. Negative and negative. Sorry for being late.
This is AC6IW.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Dennis, you going to be at that little ham fest up there in Gaffney in October?
Yes, sir, Gary. Plan to be there. Look forward to seeing all you folks.
Okay, buddy. I hope to get up there. All these ham fest around here is close being shut down, and we have to go when we can. Look forward to seeing you up there, Dennis. Also like to say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And AC6IW, can I get your name and location?
The name here is Jeff, and I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yep, we got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, KO4NUE.
Ed?
I'm trying to get in touch with Andy. If he is monitoring, would you please remain on frequency, if you don't mind, after the net? I need to talk with you about something. Appreciate you, what you do, Gary. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KI4LZI?
I'm sorry, I should have put his call out there. KI4LZI, and also KK4JBQ, Larry. If he would stay on frequency just for a little bit after the net, please.
JBQ, Larry, you still around?
KK4JBQ.
All righty, Chad wants you to stay around after the net for a little bit, if you don't mind.
See here.
There you go, Chad. We got one of them. Andy checked in on the pre-check-in list, so I don't know if he's monitoring us or not, but I'm sure he probably is. But hopefully he'll know to hang around as well. Anyone else with for check-ins or any other comments, call KI4DOS. Gonna about do it for this evening. Submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. 100 folks, had a grand total of 56 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land that checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night, and Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cram. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
4DOS and KK4JBQ. I just want to let both of you know that today I built two antennas for 2 meters out of some copper pipe that I had left over from the job down in the shop. One is a Slim Jim and the other is a J-pole with an adjustment stub on it, SWR stub. And Gary, I got to figure out how to get the J-pole to you. I'll probably drop it off in Pickens next week, and if you're in the area, you can swing by and pick it up. I know you got a 2-meter antenna, but I just want to let both of you know I appreciate y'all trying to help me out on Tuesday nights. I've learned a lot and decided to take the things that y'all taught me and just show my appreciation a little bit. And put the things that I've learned into an antenna or something y'all can actually use if you want to. And Larry, yours was dropped off at the UPS store today, so it should be coming to your location in the next day or so. So if you get a strange looking box in the mail, it's from me, and I appreciate it if you wouldn't turn it down. So I just want to let you know I appreciate you and what y'all do at KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KK4JBQ. Not expected at all. It's a real surprise, and I do appreciate your efforts there. How did you know that a Slim Jim was sort of something that I thought I might want to make for portable use? Just a side note here. I told you that my father-in-law, Simon Key now, was my Elmer. He got me into this hobby. And he had a Slim Jim, lived at the time in Simpsonville. And one evening he was digging around in a camera bag. That's how he carried his stuff around, in a little camera bag. And he pulled this coiled up thing. And he says, "You know what this is?" And I says, "That looks like 300 ohm twin lead." And he said, yeah, that's what it is. You know what it does? Well, we've been talking radios, and I thought, well, is that an antenna? I says, yeah. Or he says, yes, that's an antenna. It's called a Slim Jim because it's such a slim little thing. He hung it up on a curtain rod above his desk there and plugged it in, and that's the first time I heard this net. It was around 9 o'clock, and he waited until then to spring this on me. And that's the first time I heard, I don't know what day it was, so I don't know who might have been the net control. I was kind of excited to hear it. Well, I had been bitten then. I was going to make that something that I'd be interested in and get to know a little better. So that means a lot to me. I thank you for your efforts. Thank you, Chad.
KO4NUE for station ID. Well, Larry, I just want to let you know it's not made out of twin lead. Like I said, I had some half-inch copper pipe and actually got the idea off the internet, and I figured, well, instead of taking it to a scrapyard, let me try to turn it into something useful. I should be able to get it to transmit or receive somehow. And I set it the best I could with my antenna analyzer. I'm not exactly sure about the impedance on it. And I got the SWR as low as I could, which it should be around 1.1, 1.2 to 1. That's the absolute lowest I could get it. But you mentioned the other night that your HOA had issues with wires. So I just, well, let me use this copper pipe and maybe people at HOA won't know what it is. So that was the thinking behind it. And there's a note and letter in there crumpled up in the box. I forgot to put it in after I taped it up, so I had to cut a little hole in the tape and stuff it up in the box. So, and it's not painted. Now, you have to paint it whatever color you want, but I'm not exactly sure how portable it is. But it's got some really good gain to it, and I was monitoring with it today and heard some stations that I wasn't on a repeater I hadn't heard before, so I'm hoping, it'll work out. But you don't have to use it. It's just, something that we're just trying to show my appreciation. And KI4DOS, you still in there?
KI4DOS, yeah, I'm still here.